Upiat School District Superintendent Cassandra Bennett has had a busy week. When I called her about the fire, soft music played in the background.
That's my spa relaxation radio.
A few days prior, on Tuesday, Tulaksac students had climbed onto the roof of the school, stuffed something down a vent pipe, and ignited it. It was about 8:30 at night and dark outside. One person was inside the school, a visiting administrator in town to train teachers.
And she was just getting ready to go to sleep, and she heard a big boom. And from there, the fire alarm went off, and that's when people started rushing over.
They saw the orange flames rising from the roof and ran to help.
The people in Tulaksac community were absolutely wonderful. We used all of the fire extinguishers in the building, so we're having to replace those. And our maintenance crew, as well as other people in the community, were helping with getting water to pour it down into the pipe.
Others turned off the generator and fuel system to prevent an explosion.
And we were able to put it out.
Throughout the night, people remained on watch, ready to respond if the fire rekindled or if it traveled within the walls. It didn't.
I'm just really, really grateful and absolutely amazed at how this turned out, because it could have, that fire could have just taken over the entire roof and our school would be gone.
Superintendent Bennett called the damage minimal. The burnt vent pipe will need to be replaced, but nothing else visibly burned, and there is no smoke or water damage. The sprinkler system never turned on. State Education Commissioner Michael Johnson called the school superintendent to offer his support. Bennett says the school's insurance will cover the damage. Teachers have been holding remote classes since the fire. Bennett hopes a safety inspector will be able to okay the school to reopen before next week. As far as the students who set the fire, Bennett says they're young, younger than teenagers, and there were at least two of them. The school district has filed a report with state troopers. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.